I kind of figured I wouldn't get out of this, so I pondered a few things to try to talk to you about this morning, and it sure is a pleasure to be here with you today. As always, I look forward to the opportunity, Adele and I do, to come to McClenny Church. And if any of you are getting disillusioned with your preachers or your church, you need to really look around just a little bit. Where I am from, there's several churches that don't have a pastor, Primitive Baptist churches that don't have pastors. So thank God for your wonderful church here. Thank you for your kindness and your invitation to our family as we come. I don't want to take very much time, Brother Green. I've got a couple of things I'd like to share with you, and then I want to move on and let him preach to you. The thing that has been very much on my mind for the last while is this culture and the turn. It's really hard to even keep up with what's going on. It's changing so fast. And I've been really trying to, you know, keep up with scripturally and what's true, what is the truth of the matter. People have come to the place where they don't know the difference in right and wrong. Righteousness and unrighteousness. And I'm not going to go through it because you can think of 15 things right now that just pop up that people in the culture would make bad decisions about. But I want to read a statement, and then I want to make a few comments on it. So the statement is this: God's promises, which we do not lay hold on by faith, are useless in relations to empowering us as a pilgrim, and stranger in this earth. But being fully persuaded of the truth in relations to God's past performance, his miraculous activities, and by faith embracing his future promises, provide unlimited strength and courage for all life's encounters. Amen. It's written by H.M. Wallace. That has really impressed my mind. If we were asked, do you have faith in God? Would I say, well, sure, you know. But have we laid hold on that faith? I look back at my ministry and I wonder if I've encouraged people enough to believe what you know. Yeah. There's a lot of things I know, but that I don't really lay hold on and claim for myself as a blessing and glory to God. I think about how many promises God has made us. There's so many. You know, if you just were to read through the Bible and begin to look for promises of God, there's so multitudes, just multitudes of promises. And there's no way that I can even begin to talk about how many promises are in the Scriptures. But if we'll think about those promises, I may have said this before, but I want to say it again. There's an old brother in our church that's passed away now, and he told me one time, he said, Brother Danny, I decided the other day that instead of just asking God over and over for so many things, that I was just going to thank him for everything that he had given me, and then I would ask him for something. And he said, I began to thank him, and when I got through thanking him, I couldn't think of anything I needed. Now, that would be a wonderful prayer, wouldn't it? It makes you feel good. I've prayed that some. I've been practicing on that. He's been so good to me. Lord, thank you for all these things, you know. I think about that old boy that turned back, that leper, you know. Where's the other nine, you know? Where's the others? Well, they went on. But one turned around. Oh, let's be that one that turns around and gives thanks to God. It's amazing how it would change our life. Now, in order to be thankful to God, we got to believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, don't we? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But when we're able to use that tool of faith, where we get that? Faith is in regeneration. The substance, the origin of faith comes in regeneration. So then Peter says, add to your faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, all of those wonderful things. God gives us a tool. Those of you who are craftsmen, I grew up craftsman, you know. You know what a good tool is and how useful it is. Faith is a wonderful tool. The more we use it, the more we learn to use it, and the more we depend on it. I prayed with one of our sisters Thursday morning, going into surgery, and she was very nervous, very anxious and upset. And I said, "Sister, you know that God's on our side. God's going to be with you in this surgery. We're going to pray for you that God's, the doctors will be at top of their skills and God will be with you." She said, "Yeah, I know, Brother Danny. I know." I said, "In other words, you with the disciple that said, 'I believe, Lord, help thou mine unbelief.'" She said, "That's right where I am." We've all been there, haven't we? Oh, how hard it is to lay hold on those things that we know. But if we just push them aside and turn the TV on or turn the music on and keep ourselves entertained with everything else except the things that God's given us, that's where we come into real trials and problems and don't have answers. So faith is not given to remove all our suffering. That's not what faith is for. It's to help us through it. It's to help us through the waters and through the fires. He said, "You won't be overcovered with the water, and you won't be burned with the fire. I'm going to be with you through all of that." That's a promise of God. Yeah. He'll be with us in our trials. He will not deliver us from all of the problems. I look around here, and I know every family here has got a problem. You got something that, seriously, the prayer request that came a while ago, every one of us have got something that we need answers for. But while those answers are coming, while that deliverance is coming from God, you know what we need? We need to lay hold on faith. Amen. Lay hold on the promises of God through faith. Therefore, then we're calm. We can say, "Lord, thy will be done." So faith is given to us that we might lay hold on those promises, and those promises are by grace, and that faith is by grace. Right. Somebody said, "Oh, just have faith." Yeah. You can't just have faith. God gives you faith, but lay hold on it. Yeah. Oh, man, this is a corny story, but I got to tell it. I may have told it too. I don't know why I've told you, but a circus was in town, and I had a high wire stretched up, and a guy was taking challenges from the crowd, said, "Anybody believe I can walk that high wire?" And, "Oh, yeah," everybody raised their hand, "I believe you can walk that high wire." He said, "Anybody here believe I can roll a wheelbar across that high wire?" And they said, "Well, a few more of them, yeah, some of them raised their hand." He said, "I need a volunteer to get in the wheelbar." That's faith, you see. There's where faith comes in. Let's get in the wheelbar with the Lord. He will deliver us. He will. He promised us. He will. Not from the trials, but in the trials. I tell my folks at home, it's not the problem you got. It's how you deal with it. That's what's important. Me and a preacher was talking this week, and we was talking about how long it took us. Me and him, preachers, you know, how long it took us in our life, early in our lives, to come to the understanding that we're in this world to honor and glorify God. That's what we're here for. Amen. We're not here, and salvation, oh yes, it's for us. That's wonderful. But you know what? The whole, all of this about Jesus coming into this world, born into this human body, of Mary, all that he suffered, all he did, all he preached, the death he suffered, the resurrection and the glory of it was all the glory of God. Amen. That's what that was all about. Salvation is about the glory of God. It's not so I can have a good time in this world. He said, you're in the world, not of the world. So anyway, there's a couple of other points I wanted to make. I wanted to say one thing about the Apostle Paul. We wear this out. You know, Paul said he was able, blessed of the Lord, to go to the third heaven. I can't imagine that. And he said, I saw things that's not lawful to be repeated. There weren't even words to tell it. You know, I've tried to imagine. I know I've talked to you about what I think the glory, a little bit of the glory of heaven is, but we don't know a lot about it. That's by faith, too. But old Paul said, I saw things that I couldn't even utter, couldn't even tell you about. But he said, in order for me to keep from thinking that I'm better than everybody else, I have a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan that buffets me. You got one of them? I tell you what, how often am I reminded how weak I am. How unable I am to accomplish even what God set before me. I sat back there this morning thinking, there's two good preachers here, and they've asked me, well, maybe God had something for you that I could say. My sole interest this morning is that you could get a little message from heaven. Amen. In your heart to take with you. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about God. Paul said, I prayed three times. Somebody says, oh, I prayed and I prayed and nothing's happening. Preacher, pastor, tell me, what can I do? Well, you just keep praying. Man ought always to pray and not faint. Just keep praying. Paul said, I prayed three times before I got an answer. And the answer was, you know what it was? He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. You need that burden. You need that thorn in the flesh to keep you from being uppity. Yeah. Yeah. You ever get uppity? How hard it is for us to keep from thinking if everybody just do like I do, they'd be all right. My, my, what a mess it would be if you did like I did. You know, it'd be a mess, wouldn't it? God has, I preach unity, not uniformity. If I wear a coat and tie to church, you don't have to, yeah. Brethren. Yeah. If whatever you wear is your business. I mean, unity, not uniform. We don't have to be exactly the same. Everybody's got a different gift and a different talent, and the church functions when everybody uses that talent. Right. Don't put me in a box, Brother David. Amen. Let me be free. The truth has made me free. And when the truth makes you free, you're free indeed. Oh, Paul said, I'm willing to be made a fool for Christ's sake. Amen. Oh, put that old pride down. Put it out of the way. Get it out of your way. Don't worry about being made a fool if Jesus is glorified. That's what it's about. Lay hold on the promises of God. Draw them close to your chest because you're going to need them. If you don't need them right now, you will before the day's over or before the week's over. And there'll be times when you got to walk on that tight wire yourself in faith. By God's grace, we will continue on. Amen. May God bless you is my prayer.
The Lord has been so good to me. The Lord has been so good to me, I will on Him depend, and every day where I be, I would His truth.